We're Alive is brought to you by...
15 years ago, the world broke apart.
As inherited, out of the dark is green.
From the ashes, we have learned to live again. But now, a new shadow is rising.
The time has come, my wolves! Time for us to rise against the forces of impotence!
The future of this fallen world is in the hands of two youths and one broken old soldier, and their time is running out.
I'll tell you everything, but please, you gotta start by trusting me. Do you trust me?
No. No way.
Listen to The Cleansed, Season 1, an epic audio podcast with free downloads each week at thecleansed.com. Post-apocalyptic adventure awaits at thecleansed.com.
For who are they to stand against? The will of Jesus!
Blessed Jesus!
Welcome, my children, to Corinth.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 32. Captive Hearts. Part 2 of 3.
Last chance. Get out here or I open it up and start slashing. Now. Do it.
Slowly. Watch out for the branches.
It wasn't Max. It was Bixby, the guy Michael knocked out with a shovel. He was holding a machete and for some reason parked under a tree near the back wall of Liberty Park.
Victor? Wow. Been a while, hadn't it? All right, slide your bag down and come on this side.
Fuck!
This way, follow me. Through the fence here.
What?
You want to be seen? Now come on, go. You first. Hug the right along the wall.
You're not...
Just shut up and move. Hug the right. Hug the right.
I am. We snuck through the backyards of the houses. Bixby followed close, holding my bag. He led me down to a small yellow house.
Stay there. All right, they're looking the other way. Get inside. Hurry. These your clothes? Here. Go ahead and change. Oh, and your towel. Ooh, I'll take this. 9 mil, right? Hey, get out here. We got a guest.
Who is, oh.
It was Gatekeeper, his face with old bruises and scars, and a large bandage covering his right eye. He hobbled a bit as he stepped out. His head and neck were bright red and sunburnt.
Found him trying to get inside. Brought this with him. Hid in the back of the tanker. I saw him get in. Yeah, you're not that smooth.
Your face.
I've had better days.
I made sure no one saw us get in. I parked undercover.
You can relax. We're not here to hurt you.
They did that to you? So you're...
Why would you ever come back?
According to you, I shouldn't be alive.
You're welcome. No one went looking for you, did they?
Glenn and Pete did.
Shit. I thought the Gimp would never make it that far.
Have a seat.
I'm fine standing.
Sit.
I need to get moving back to the farm before someone thinks something's up. You gonna be safe with him in here?
He's not gonna hurt me.
You've got my gun.
I wouldn't waste a bullet on you. I have better targets.
Hey, I gotta go. But fill me in later, all right?
Didn't Clayton used to live here?
He did. Until he got caught trying to break into the armory. I should have never sent him in.
He went against him. You too?
Isn't that obvious?
So why are you here? I doubt you came back to help us.
Maybe I did.
I doubt that. If you found Glenn, then you know what happened after you left. I don't blame you. You knew what I was doing.
I did.
Marcus wasn't the person everyone thought he was.
I was doing so much better.
Yeah, Glenn said that.
Why are you here? Why now?
To go through all this trouble just to get into hell.
They have one of us here.
Is that what they've been hiding? But why for so long?
It's complicated.
I have lots of time.
I need to do something first. There's a radio in a black box in there. Can I have it?
They monitor the airwaves. You may not want to...
Not these. I'm in.
Nice. Knew you could. Where you at?
I made it to Clayton's, but he's dead. Gatekeeper's here now. Hey, you okay?
Why? Isn't that the guy who fucked everyone over?
Do I need to remind you how equally screwed over we were by you? We wouldn't be in this mess if it weren't for...
Yeah, but that's changed now. Nobody wants the Maulers here.
Hey, Vic. You can trust him. Things are very different now.
He wasn't on your list.
I didn't think you'd get to him.
I'm usually in the stockade. They don't like killing their workers. Most of the time. Clayton died in our last-ditch effort to try and do something about this place. At this point, just take the gun. There's not much left in me. You might as well pull the trigger yourself. I may have made a few mistakes here. The Marcus thing...
And Sean.
And that. I'd never do what these people have done.
He pulled back the bandage over the right side of his face to show several slices that went from one side to the other, where his eye used to be.
And I'm not the worst. These people need to be dealt with.
I think we can trust him. Did you get that? Hello? Guys! Guys!
Hello? Guys! Guys!
We'll get back to you!
Great idea! Go on foot!
We had to make sure he got in!
Through here!
Tell me I can shoot them!
Not unless we have to. I still have my blade.
There's too many for that.
In the auto shop. There. Grab the chain. Hurry. Close the garage. Other way. Other way.
Would have been better to shoot them. This is still loud. What are you gonna do with that? There's way too many.
Raise up the door.
What?
Just a little. I just need 6 inches.
That's what she said. And you're gonna need more than that.
Shut up and lift.
Here goes.
One's right leg. But one should be enough.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa. Back up. Blood seeping in.
I gotta remember that move.
Is that gonna kill him?
They bled out. Told you it was sharp.
We're still a couple blocks out from the van. What if someone sees all that out there?
There's a tarp. Get the other end. Damn. 67 Shelby.
Yeah, it is.
Too bad it's not finished. I would have added it to my collection. Open it back up again.
You sure it's clear?
Raise it up. We'll find out.
Stand back. I'm just gonna raise it like a foot or two.
Just twitching, but that's okay. They'll stop soon.
All right, let's hurry. I'm sweating up a storm over here.
Just a little higher and I can get up from here. I guess one leg wasn't enough. We don't have time to get back to the station.
Really? Nah, we can make it.
Not safely. It increased our chances of being seen. Let's just sleep in the back tonight. I got blankets.
Man, I hate sleeping in cars. Let me at least move the van to a better spot.
Good call. You have the radio?
Yeah, here.
We're back. Sorry about the delay. You know, zombies and all.
You're okay.
Of course, but I have more questions for you.
Yeah, figured. Gatekeeper and I have been talking. Well, here, I'll just give him the handset. Gatekeeper. Do I even call you that anymore?
Why not? Everybody else still does. Yes? This is CJ, right? Victor said you could help us.
Tell me more about your numbers. I need more info on what you have on the inside.
We have about 90 left from when they took over. They brought in about 20 slaves.
Okay, so 110. And none of you have any weapons?
No. Just this one Victor has. The prisoners have a tight control on firearms.
And how many do they have? How many prisoners are there?
Tried to count, but there's no way to be sure. Maybe 30, rough guess?
That's a lot more than 10%.
I can count. All right, give me a second. Let me think.
Vic, do they know where Lizzie might be held?
Yeah, Gatekeeper thinks she's in the makeshift hospital, but that place is locked down. Only place they might keep her.
How secure is it?
Very. No one else is allowed in there. Doesn't matter if you're dying. None of us regulars get in.
Give it to me. Can you confirm she's alive?
Someone saw her last week, but she's always guarded by a huge mauler. There's no way to get to her.
Are you in communication with any of the lookouts? I mean, guardians?
Very few. But I can relay rely on the ones I know.
What about Glenn's shack and a sat phone?
Getting something from there isn't difficult. I can get in tonight after dark.
Do you have anyone who can help us at the cargo gate?
No. The entrances are controlled by the prisoners.
Any way of bringing in these things with the water truck?
Doubtful. They check it every time. I'm surprised your friend didn't get caught. That was a big risk.
If we were to get inside, how many can you get to rally against them?
I don't know anymore. A lot of the people here have given up altogether.
How many can you guarantee?
I wish I knew.
I'll let you know if I have any more questions.
What can I do?
Nothing.
So, what are you thinking?
We may just have to get the sat phone and go from there. I don't see any other options.
You'll figure something out.
Not if there's just five of us willing to do something. Even this guy sounds like he's done already.
He didn't have a way to fight back before.
Any move I make would put her and us at risk.
So that's it then.
Look, even if we arm these people, we don't know who they fight for. We should just focus on the phone, getting Victor out of there. Look, we've learned all we needed to learn.
No. You said you could do this.
Okay, when did I say, oh, sure, Saul, I can take care of that, no problem. There's always a way. Look, I will not enter us into a conflict that we cannot win. What would be the point?
You barely spent any time going over the details. Just keep at it.
It doesn't take long to see that it's a lost cause.
Would you hand me your notes?
Never give up, huh?
Not a chance.
I don't get it. You don't care what it takes. You're just so hung up on her.
I know.
What if things are different now?
Like how?
For you and her, that's a lot of time, and well, if that baby's someone else's.
Oh, no. Won't matter. Not for us.
I doubt that. It's just a lot to risk when you have other options.
What are you talking about, other options? What are you doing?
I just...
No, you can't be doing that.
I'm just making sure you know.
Is this why you won't help us?
No, that's got nothing to do with it. I've been trying to help plan everything. Okay?
Yeah, well, I'm done with that.
What?
You heard me. I'm done. I see a way, and I'm going to take it.
There's nothing.
Vic, you there?
Got some for us?
CJ was right. Bring the guns, get them armed. They'll fight. They just didn't have a way to before.
You don't want to listen, do you?
Nope. I'm done with you.
You don't even know if you can trust any of them. You're going to get everyone killed, including your girl.
How do you plan on doing that?
If you're thinking of ramming the gate with this thing, you'll just open up your back for the monsters to get in. Learn from other people's mistakes, okay? You can't fight two fronts.
Gatekeeper, how many maulers run the back gate?
One on the ground, and two guardians above.
You said you had some in your pocket still. Can you get those two positions covered on top?
Yeah, maybe. I could try.
There's still one guard left on the ground.
That's right. We can take out just one.
And then there be more.
Can you get it done for tomorrow? Get your guys in place.
What if this gatekeeper's working with the prisoners?
I'll have to trust Victor. He's in there right now.
What if he's compromised?
He's not. Just sit down.
I'll get it done. Should I start telling people?
Tell only those who need to know, all right?
I'll get the message out.
Don't give me that look. Okay, this is the best shot we got, and we're taking it.
We prepped through the night and spread the message to who we thought we could trust. Gatekeeper was true to his word and pulled every favor and string he could.
All right, my guardians are in position. One of the prisoners is still in the pit of the gate right now. Once they get in close, it'll be up to your friends to take care of him.
I know they can handle that. They should be in position by now. CJ, Saul, you ready? You in your spot?
Yeah, we're good.
I was able to shift the scavenger schedule. We got about an hour window before they go out.
And I have 10 more on the other side of the inner gate, so they can...
You expecting someone?
No.
Open up!
Victor, stay in here.
I'll get it.
Yeah? What is it?
Everyone in the parking lot behind the hospital, right now.
What's going?
Get there. And don't try and skip out. We're taking roll.
This might be a problem.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors.
I believe it was William Shakespeare, or perhaps the Bible, where it was first written that man cannot live by zombie film alone. Hello, this is Michael Lauk, co-host of Flying DVDs of Death, your weekly video podcast dedicated to the cinema of ass-kicking. At Flying DVDs of Death, we're not film critics, we're not even really film geeks. We're not role models. We're just a couple of guys who love fights and guns and gratuitous nudity talking about movies. You never know what we're going to cover. We've done everything this season from Arnold Schwarzenegger and Predator to Choi Hark Zoo Warriors of the Magic Mountain. We've done William Shatner and Adam West and Alexander the Great. And we pointed out that Home Alone is just a remake of Death Wish. That's FlyingDVDsOfDeath.com or subscribe on iTunes to Flying DVDs of Death, your video podcast dedicated to the cinema of ass-kicking. That's like the 10th take and I'm into a bottle of wine. I hope that works.
Starring Nate Gies,
Otto Sturk, Constance Parn, Mark Miller, Carl Schwaber,
and
Glenn Hoffner.
I'm Michael Swan. Composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Written and directed by Casey Whalen.
Zombie intern Eric Wargo. Line producer Simone Nepper. Produced by Casey Whalen and Grayson Stone. We're Alive, the serial audio drama, was created by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen.
Edited by Robert Bradley and Casey Whalen.
For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.